Hi, Vanya. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We usually talk the night before we do this and have kind of like a rough, like, okay, we sort of have some things worked out. And we didn't talk last night, so this is unrehearsed.
You know, I didn't even text you either last night because we, it's unrehearsed, you guys. We're not ready. we decided to do? We, as a family, decided to get our Christmas tree and decorate the heck out of it. So that's what we did. We got really busy. I made Christmas cookies with the kids. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, people.
So this we're recording this the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. This is actually going to come out on Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, and happy Indigenous Remembrance Day as well. Because, you know, it should be that. But yeah, no, so this week it's like... That's what we did. I mean, we did, because I am like, well, should I get into it? Should I just go?
Yeah, let's go. We're going. We're on.
Tell you about my, okay, I'm sorry. I like structure and exactly, we're not rehearsed. You guys are seeing how the sausage is made.
It's going to be great.
But anyway, so this week, it's actually been decent. You know, with all of the new lockdowns in LA, it's been stressful because there's a, what do you call it, curfew, and it's all good. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I have little kids.
Oh, well, tell me more about that, though, because I don't know what's going on in LA.
10 p.m. curfew, all restaurants, anything, bars. I guess there was bars open and things like that here have to be closed. People shouldn't be on the streets. If you get pulled over, you have to be an essential worker. I'm sure they're still trying to figure out what the deal is with, like, delivery people, because there was, like, gray area of, like, you could keep your, you know, takeout open past 10 p.m. But so yeah, we're in a new set of wonderful, but we're all trying to do our part and just, you know, take another deep breath. And that's why I am focusing deeply on anything else that I can focus on. So Christmas decorating. And I have been keeping decorations since I brought them from New York, like a big old tub. So we got lots of stuff. And I will admit we have a fake tree, but we also have tiny children who like to mess with stuff. And so I'm like, we're just going to lean into this plastic tree. And I let them decorate it. And Mike, you know, I've got some issues with like how things are set up and I want it done the right way. And it makes me a little nauseous. I think they're out there. It makes me a little nauseous to look at the tree because it's like all decorations are on one side and like down real low. So I think like maybe tonight after they go to sleep, I'm going to like rearrange. Hopefully if they won't notice. But yeah, that's kind of what we did this week. What else? I'm like, oh, you know what? Actually, what was so cool about this week since we last talked, or weekend and a couple days, people have reached out from all over. And I'm like, are a lot of people listening to this podcast? Thank you guys. But to sort of offer their support and sympathy about the Armenian story I told.
Oh, wow.
It's been so touching. And I was really terrified. And I think people are like, you're fine. But, you know, I had like from DMs and text messages and calls. It was so nice. And I just thank you guys for making me feel comfortable about talking about things that are hard for me. So that was absolutely lovely.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it was cool. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I'm actually off for the next little stretch because I'm usually off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday is a holiday, so we're not open. Right. So I have like 4 days off in a row, which is nice. It's funny because yesterday I was sort of busy yesterday as well because my friend Elise and I recorded our commentary. For those that don't know, I've been doing a podcast about Sex and the City for the past like 3 years. I think we started like 3 years ago.
So good, you guys.
And we finally just yesterday recorded the commentary for the second movie.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is like a Thanksgiving miracle. When does it come out? I can't wait.
So the first, it's going to be three parts.
Ooh.
And the first part will be out this Sunday, which means I have to edit it.
Oh my
gosh. But yeah, so it should be the next three Sundays in a row should have new episodes. But we didn't even really talk about it. And, you know, we've talked about doing, Elise and I have talked about doing something in the future. We don't know exactly what it's going to be. We have some ideas. But it was sort of funny after she had left that I kind of thought like that's it.
Aww.
Like we just literally did the second movie. We've done every episode, both movies now. And it's kind of bizarre that chapter is over.
Wow. That is, I could, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, when something big ends is a little sad no matter what. So
yeah, it was, you know, many years of my life that I was doing it. And we had a really good time. And when we were done, we ordered food and like we sat down and just sort of like ate a little food. socially distanced. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it was like, bye. And that's it. Okay. We're done. Oh, anyway, it was just sort of a weird experience. I think even today getting up, I was like, oh, that was the last part of that. So anyway, kind of a weird experience, but I guess everything's kind of a weird experience these days. I can't believe that I didn't talk to you last week about what had happened at work. I know we were talking about like the bazaar.
Oh, yeah.
So last weekend there was like a crazy windstorm, and I don't know if it was the tail end of a hurricane or something.
Probably.
But it was so windy that at one point, like, we heard, first of all, we had to start taking glassware off the tables outside because the wind was just blowing the glassware and like
oh,
shattering.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we removed all of the glassware from the tables, and then I heard this crazy noise and looked outside, and it's like the barrier that goes around the tables. I think it's called a stanchion. Ugh. The wind had hit the stanchion so hard that it had literally knocked over all the tables.
Oh my God.
So like six tables had just like crashed down all at the same time. Nothing more broke, but we had to basically remove all the tables from outside. We have the two platforms in the street, and one of them was fine. People were sitting there and it was fine. The other one we weren't even using because the one that was far away, and it's actually not even there anymore. They've taken it down. But I just saw employees like running towards, like running out the door. And I was like, what is going on? And I looked out and the wind was so strong that it was both tearing the tarp off the top of the platform, but it was also, the tarp was attached. So it was literally tearing the poles out of the platform and like trying to fling them down the street. Oh, so all these employees were like standing on this platform trying to untie the tarp so that it wouldn't like rip this entire platform.
Wow.
This is what waiting in tables in New York City is like right now.
Oh God, you guys have to have like serious muscles too, besides just your pretty customer service face.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, I mean, there are definitely moments that I'm like carrying a tray of drinks and I think like I have overestimated my ability to carry four pint glasses full of beer, like a block and a half to this table down the street.
You're like shaking it. Well, you know, and I still like laugh so hard that you guys have to scale the bike lane. But we talked about that last time, but I was like, yeah. I was peeing my pants about that. I'm like, what? I would definitely get hit. Unfortunately, I just know me. I'm like never looking, on the sides. Anyways, you, my friend, are a hero. And I'm sure the people of New York feel that way too, because nobody wants to make food in their tiny apartments every day. So it's like, go out to restaurants.
Yeah, it's definitely like a mixed bag. We're doing the 10 o'clock thing too, though. Like we have to have...
Oh, are you?
We have to literally have water glasses off. Like you can't have anything on your table at 10 o'clock.
Well, that's kind of good. You're done. Bye.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's kind of a weird thing where, you know, I try to just give people notice. Like I'm like at 9:15, I'm like, hey, just reminding you that at 10 o'clock, like you can't have anything in front of you. So eat up.
You're funny. I would be like such a bitch. The bitch bartender would come back and I'm like, yo, listen, you got to be gone right now. Get out of here. Okay. People respond well to straightforward talk, right? Sorry. It's a good thing I'm not anymore.
Yeah. It's an experience. You said you had some questions. What were your questions about?
Well, we're going to get to it because we're going to get to it with my what am I digging at the end of what am I digging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
all right.
Because I have questions, everyone. And Mike is, I'll just give it away. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about award shows. We're upon the season.
We're getting there.
Actually, let's talk about it now because actually that's totally fine because it doesn't have to go in order of the way I wrote it. It's fine. Everything's fine, guys. I'm flexible. This is great.
Didn't rehearse.
Wait, okay, so one of the things I'm digging right now are, this is the season, so I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, not that I work at all in it, but one of my favorite, and part of the reason I keep up my dues, partly because hopefully somebody will give me a job one day, but also because I love the screeners,
yeah.
And it's such like a comforting thing that happens in the winter, and in New York it was like the best because you can't leave your apartment for, you know, when it's all cold. And anyways, so some of the screeners are coming in physically, like I still have a DVD player. I know you do, Mike.
Of course.
But a lot of them are coming in digitally. But my question is, you watch all the movies, TV shows, you watch all the shorts, you watch all the documentaries, you watch the documentary shorts, How do you know what's nominated? How does that work? Like, is it, do they list it or, and do they give you enough time, or is it some, are you just watching good movies as they come out during the year? That's my question. Is that, it might be a dumb question. Maybe there's a list somewhere.
Well, I mean, in the past, I usually see at least a movie a week. So that kind of keeps me up to date.
Like in the theater, guys. He goes to the theater.
In the theater.
Which I love too. I miss that.
Yeah, I do miss it. So obviously this year is very different. I don't really 100% know how it's all going to shake down this year. But then I just start making lists as things start getting nominated. Like usually the Golden Globe nominees are going to come out first.
Got it. I'm making notes.
Yeah, so I start my list with the Golden Globes. And then certain guilds start giving out awards, or certain critic circles will start giving out awards. And I don't 100% pay attention to those, but if something is getting a lot of attention, I'll move it to the top of my list of things to see.
Got it.
And then, like, usually Screen Actors Guild comes out. I mean, like, Writers Guild and Directors Guild and Producers Guild and Actors, like, all of those start coming out. And once again, I start sort of rearranging my list as what to pay most attention to.
That's so cool.
I mean, the Screen Actors Guild is kind of the big one. That's kind of like the best indication of where, okay, at least the acting nominations are going to go. And then as far as like shorts and documentaries, I don't, unless it's something that's big that I think is going to be considered, I don't even really start paying attention to those until the actual Academy Award nomination list comes out.
Gotcha. And how long usually is that before the actual Academy Awards? Is it like 2 weeks or do you get like a month? I'm just nervous.
No. It's usually at least a few months.
Oh, that's good. That's good. My goal is just because I'm always so busy. We're always running from place to place. But right now, being sort of on lockdown and all things, I want to do what you do, which is like by the time I get to watch the Golden Globes and the Oscars, I want to know every single movie. I want to have seen every single movie. It's like a fun challenge. I'm giving it to myself. So, you know what I did do is I put in the search engine. I put Hulu for your consideration awards and Prime for your considerations and each one of, and Netflix, and each one of them has like a little, its own like page on a website of like what they're hoping to get going. So I'm starting there, and like big ones, you know what's on there, which by the way, everybody out there, one of Mike and I's favorite thing to do when we used to live in New York together, and actually even before, is go see like the newest animated movie. I just miss doing that with you. I miss it so much. I remember the year. Oh my God. Do you remember when we went to go see Up?
Yes, 100%. That's actually the first thing that I thought of when you started talking about that.
I mean, we've seen Toy Story. We've seen everything. And I have a point to this, but quickly, Mike and I go into the theater on 42nd Street. We're so excited. You know, we've got our popcorn. We've got everything. We're watching the movie. And it was an early show. I think we went at like 10:30 or something crazy. And basically, he and I are sobbing, like loud, hysterical sobs watching Up. We had no idea what it was about. It was a shock.
Our shoulders were like shaking. We were like...
It was serious. I basically am talking about this because on Netflix right now, there's a animated movie called Over the Moon. And it is so good. And it's... my daughter loves it. And so we've watched it a couple times. And one of the main voices in it is the girl who plays in Hamilton. And what's her name? She's the one who marries Hamilton. Philippa Sue. Eliza.
Yes.
She plays Eliza, but her voice is so wonderful. And guys, I just highly recommend. So, so fun.
So I'm going to correct myself a little bit. I guess it's less time than I thought that it was. So last year, the announcement came out like January 13th. And then the Academy Awards were actually like February 19th, I want to say.
So like 4 weeks.
Yeah. So not as much time. So this year, everything is pushed back. So the Academy Awards will announce their nominations on March 15th.
Wow. That does seem far.
Yeah. And then the actual ceremony is April 25th. I remember back in the day, the Oscars used to be in March. Like they were often towards the end of March. And they kind of started bringing them earlier and earlier because they thought that the award season went on for too long.
Mm.
Another thing that I would say that you should do, and this is what I did, there's a website called awardswatch.com.
I'm writing it down.
And it literally lays out the entire season. Like I actually tend to, once again, I'm a little crazy. I tend to go through and mark the ones that I really care about. Like New York Critic Awards come out December 18th. Los Angeles is the 20th. Things like that I kind of look at. National Board of Review is January 26th. Once again, this is all much later than it usually is.
Right.
Golden Globe Award nominations are February 3rd. So that's once again, that's significantly later than it used to be. But that's when like the I start making my list.
Okay, great.
And then
love it.
Yeah, and then for certain categories, I want to say documentaries and shorts, they release finalists. So they'll get, say, like, these are the 10 finalists. And then when the nominations actually come out, it's whittled down to 5.
These are like our...
So this is a lot of awards talk. I actually really enjoy it.
I was going to say, but this is like our sports here. And it's just fun.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. This is definitely like my Super Bowl.
Yeah. I love it so much. Okay, so thank you for that. And I appreciate it. And honestly, I'm going to keep sort of asking Mike every episode about his, what he's... Well, he's going to probably tell us what he's digging. But I really look to you. I look to you for your guidance in sort of, you know, movies and shows. And I love you.
Grammy nominations came out today.
They did. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
They came out today. Yeah, it's fun. I, you know, I don't listen to a lot of current music. We definitely, oh, so one other thing that we did last night after recording, we watched some of the American Music Awards, yeah, which I think happened like 2 days ago.
We watched that this morning. Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was startling the number of people that I was like, don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
You don't know who Doja Cat is?
See, I've heard of Doja Cat before. Yeah, I didn't know the song at all. I had no idea. I think in our first episode, I talked about really liking the Dua Lipa album.
Yeah, I love her.
And she got a lot of nominations.
Her performance was great.
Oh, her performance was great. Yeah. Yeah, she's super talented.
And she flies in the air later. And I'm upset. Do you know what? I love that song. Remember, I texted you. I'm like, I'm really loving Levitating.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And it's so fun. I tried to sing it karaoke. It is not easy.
It's a really hard song. It's really fast.
It's like... I mean, yeah. I can't. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever too far. So that wasn't fun for me, but it was... My daughter thought it was cute, so it's whatever. I aim to please. But no, I also... Loved it. Like loved the show. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. It was fun to like see people performing. It's fun to see the one thing about this whole social distancing situation, and like people have had to find creative ways to perform.
Right.
Like The Weeknd doing his performance out on the streets with like the lights going on behind him. Like I thought that was really clever. I liked like Billie Eilish was in that strange sort of like hallway construct.
Yeah.
I will say that when she had that moment where she falls backwards into nothing. Yeah. And Elise, like, literally gasped. Like, she was very worried.
Billie Eilish was going to be fine, Elise. It's okay.
Yeah, Billie Eilish is going to be okay. I also loved Cara Delevingne. Is that her name?
I don't know. Maybe I missed that one. Who?
She was a presenter. She was a presenter, and it was the category in which Dua Lipa won. But with her accent, it sounded like she said, she was like, and the award goes to Julie Bird.
Oh, I know
it's
who
like,
you're
Julie
talking about.
Julie Bird?
Yeah.
Was she even nominated?
Is that her real name?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Julie Bird?
Julie Bird.
And the American Music Award goes to Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, Dua Lipa got many nominations today, so I was happy for her.
Yeah, and J-Lo looks amazing. I didn't care about the song, but I think her body is banging.
Yeah, the song ended and both Elise and I were like, I don't know what that song was about.
I know. There's at one point the guy who's like sort of singing / rapping with her gets on top of her and she's like, no, 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 or some weird... I'm like, what is happening right now? I don't understand.
It was a very strange. She looks insane.
I know. But you know she gets like little things done. Like, you know she gets the fat sucked out of top of her kneecaps. You know, those little things that happen. She's 50. Come on.
She's 50, man.
But that's fun. Yeah.
She looks great. Anyway, so that was... I enjoyed watching that, and the Grammys are probably of like the big four award ceremonies are kind of the one that I probably care about the least, just because I don't listen to a lot of popular music.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was fun. Like Fiona got a couple nominations.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, you know, some of my artists got in there. The Chicks didn't get any nominations, which I was sort of surprised about.
I wonder. I'm going to research that.
Strange. Anyway, there you go. A little more awards talk.
Great. Love it. I have one more thing that I'm digging. Okay, so we're all trying to work out at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, you know that I love to dance and I'm such a dork, but there's this thing that I discovered. It's called Dance Church. And apparently they were doing it before the pandemic. Not apparently. They were doing it before the pandemic, you know, just in big studios and people were dancing their butts off. But it's like an all-inclusive like dance party twerk out guided. It's guided, but it's like you are free to dance and it's really good music. It's a movement focused base, you know, so like it'd be like, now move your armlet, you know, and then so you're like dancing to the beat. And I just had such a blast. You can like, I don't know the website, it's like dancechurch.com, but you can give a donation to do it, but I don't know if you have to necessarily give a donation. And I just had so much fun sort of like letting my little freak flag fly. It reminds me, I used to live in Vancouver, British Columbia, and there was a thing that I used to do called Boing Boing. And it was like in a huge gymnasium, and they had great music and great speakers, and people would just basically dance around in like almost like a roller skating, you know, oval. And it was similar. It was like, okay, now your hips and you're just, anyways, I highly recommend if somebody's looking for something different. It's, you know, it's not like doing squats. It's a little more free, but dance church, guys, it brought me joy this week too.
Oh, that's fun. I've definitely been like looking for,
I think you would like it.
I've just been like YouTubing. I've just been like 30 minute workout. And then whenever it starts and I realize that it's a lot of punching, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, first of all, I'm just not very coordinated. So it's like left, right, hook, jab. And I'm like just flailing about in my room. It can be a little bit tricky. So that's a good, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. So what are you digging this week?
Okay. So I feel like I'm going to sound foolish because I feel like this is something that people have decided is not good. First of all, I finished The Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
Such a great journey. Yay. Such a great journey. Like, I feel like they really like nailed that.
Me too.
I'm continuing to love The Undoing. There's only one episode left.
I started it. I watched the first episode.
Did you start it?
Oh my God. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Yeah, it's, I can't wait to watch the next episode. I'm dying. But yes, The Undoing.
So this is my new, I feel like I'm just adding television programs. So I literally hadn't heard anything about this series, but it kept kind of like popping up on the periphery of my HBO Max. So it's this British miniseries. I don't know if it's intended to ever come back for a second season. There's only one season. It's 6 episodes. It's called 2 Weeks to Live.
I've never heard of it.
So the weirdest thing about it is that it stars Maisie Williams, who was Arya in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
It's also the woman who played the sister on Fleabag. And I just don't know how to pronounce her name. It's S-I-A-N Clifford.
Sian?
Maybe. It's probably something simple like that. Yeah, she was the sister on Fleabag, and she was so good. And she's so, it's just this weird British, to say almost anything about it, it gives stuff away, but you can kind of tell from the beginning that Maisie Williams plays this girl who's been very sheltered by her mother, and it has been led to believe that the world is going to end at any moment. And so she's taken off into the world to like accomplish certain things on her list, one of which includes killing the person that killed her father.
Uh-oh.
So it's sort of action, but it's definitely a comedy. It's very silly. It's very British. It's 6 episodes, and each episode is like 25 minutes long, so it's really quick.
That's perfect for me.
Right? Yeah, I was definitely not looking for another hour-long drama, especially because these days hour-long dramas are actually an hour long. Like, I miss hour-long dramas being 40 minutes long.
Right, totally.
Like, when I go to start a new episode of an hour-long drama and it's an hour and 15 minutes long, I'm like, ugh, it's 2 episodes.
Yeah.
So check it out. I'm 4 episodes into a 6 episode run, and maybe it's gonna go terribly. And I read a few reviews, and the reviews are really mean. Like, the reviews are really bad, but I'm really enjoying it. I think it's funny and quick and just sort of silly. So that's sort of my thing to check out this week is 2 Weeks to Live. It's on HBO, and I think it's thoroughly enjoying myself.
Great. I love that.
On the same note, the thing that I could do without this week.
Ooh, tell me.
Also has to do with HBO.
Okay.
I am not, and this, I feel like I'm just like calling out all of the platforms that I watch TV on at this point. I'm not a fan of autoplay.
Yeah.
I don't want the next episode to just randomly start playing.
Right.
So most platforms give you a way to turn it off. Amazon makes it real tricky, but you can do it. It's a process, but you can make it happen. HBO literally doesn't have a way to do it. Like, I've looked it up. It's like, this is not available. Autoplay cannot be taken off of HBO. HBO, which is the most expensive of all the platforms,
right,
does not have a way to turn off autoplay. So I'm just putting it out in the ether there.
Yeah.
Maybe this will get to a message to someone in power. There should be a way to turn off autoplay. I don't want the next episode to start playing automatically. I find that very aggravating.
Yeah.
So that's my very silly could do without this week. What's yours?
I have a silly one too. It's mine silly this week as well. So with all the lockdowns and everybody, so basically, I think it was from the election to the lockdowns to everybody losing their minds and being fearful. There's no toilet paper again anywhere.
Oh, right.
There's some, but there's no toilet. I'm just, honestly, people, calm the fuck down. Like, I can't, like, your butts are going to get wiped. Everyone stop hoarding toilet paper. It just irritates me to the max. But I would say I was considering a bidet after this. I'm like, well, I just can't handle the stress going to the store and there's no toilet paper. It's just like, it actually riles up that deep fear inside of me somehow. I'm like, oh God, there's no... But yeah, I was looking at the brand. It was called Tushy. And it's like you put the bidet type thing in your toilet, whatever. It says it has pressure and angle control for targeted spray on your pooper. And that is on the website, which I think is really funny.
I like that.
And then there's another one, Tushy Spa. That was the one I just read, was Tushy Classic. But Tushy Spa has temperature control, so you could get some warm water on your butthole.
Nice.
But for me, I'd still need some TP, right? Like, I would.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I'm the same way. So yeah, I noticed that too. The last time that I went to, it's really funny because like in March, we had the whole thing where the shortages were happening.
Yeah.
Only in Manhattan. Remember like going on a walk through the Bronx and there was plenty.
Oh,
and I was
really?
Like, what? We should all just come here to shop. Yeah, it was sort of like strangely located. But this last time that I went to the... It wasn't that there wasn't any. There was just only the really cheap kind.
Yeah.
And I'm very specific about what I like to buy.
I mean, same.
So I bought one roll. I bought one roll of the cheap kind. And I'm like, I will search the city. I will find the good stuff somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, isn't that weird? Why are we back to that again?
I don't know. And there's a vaccine on the horizon. That should make your little toilet paper worries sort of dissipate, right? I think it's the new lockdowns. I think people are like, oh, we're going to be in our home forever. Or maybe people use too much toilet paper. I don't know. It's so weird.
It's very odd.
But yeah, I was on a roll. I finally found some that's not, you know, scraping the hoo-hoo. Yeah, I was on a roll that was just so mean to my V. I was like, this, I cannot. I'd rather like just spray my hoo-ha off and like wiggle my bottom in the air and air dry. Sorry, everyone, for that graphic thing. But yeah, that's what I could do without this week. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, that's really annoying.
Oh, so what do we do? Oh, is this topic time? Topic time? Topic time?
Oh, no. I did not get a topic this week. I didn't do my homework.
No, it's okay. I'm going to give you a topic.
Okay, Vanya's in charge of the topic.
Okay, so my topic is, what is one book that you can read over and over again that has had an impact on your life? And it doesn't have to be like... a big impact, but any kind of impact on your life.
Okay, so this one, yeah. I love the book One True Thing by Anna Quindlen.
Oh, yes.
They made it into a movie with Meryl Streep and Renee Zellweger, and it's... I didn't like the movie when I first saw it, because I had literally just read the book. And I think it's hard when you've just read a book to then watch a movie where they've changed a lot of things. You tend to have that gut reaction of like, that's not how it was in the book. It is actually a well-made film. And it's funny, I got to meet... Anna Quindlen is my favorite author. Like, I love her writing. I own all of her, like, essay collections. She's written quite a few novels. Some of them I love more than others.
Mm-hmm.
One True Thing was the first thing I read of hers. And I got to meet her once. And it was at a book reading for a different book. But I brought my copy of One True Thing to have her sign it. And I told her that One True Thing is the book that I reread every year. And she... She asked me why, and I wanted to say, I am not prepared for a follow-up question. And I sort of scrambled. I was like, I think what I said was, it's just a book that really changed me. And I wish that I had that moment over again, because what I really meant to say is, it was the first time, at least I'm aware, that I read a book, and when I was done reading it, I had felt a fundamental shift in the way that I felt about something.
Interesting.
And I don't think that it's giving anything away to say that one of the main themes of the book is that we will never know our parents for who they are. We will always know who we need them to be.
Oof.
And I think that that can be applied more broadly to, in life, so often, the people that are around you...
Mm.
They're always going to be who you need them to be. So rarely are you going to see someone for purely who they are. And I don't think that it sounds like a negative thing. And
no.
I don't mean it that way. I think it's just an idea of opening your heart and your mind to the idea that you don't know what this person is going through. Like, you don't know where they've come from. And to maybe have a little grace and understanding. So that's the book that I always bring up, is One True Thing by Anna Quindlen. I wouldn't even at this point herald it as her best book. It was her second novel, and I think her writing has actually improved since then. But it's a very profound journey that it takes me on. So that's mine. One True Thing by Anna Quindlen.
I love that. I've read it because you recommended it a while back, and I remember thinking a lot about that because it's just sort of seeing your, for me, I was thinking about my parents specifically of like how they, and especially now that I have my own kids and how I know I have my own life and they have no idea. I'm like, you know, people think I'm fun. You guys are dicks to me all the time. People want to hang out with me. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it is amazing to sort of like wrap your mind around that phenomenon of your parents. So I love that I just asked you this question and then I was like, oh my God, I don't have an answer, but I do. So a book that, and I'm going to go with something far back because it's been a while since I've, you know, I usually listen to audiobooks right now since I've had kids. So for the last 7 years, I've only read like two books, like actually looking at the pages reading. Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into it because my kids are getting a little bit older, so they'll let me sit and read a book, sort of. But yeah, I listen and like do housework and other things. But whatever, one book that I love young adult fiction. All the way back to A Wrinkle in Time. Mm-hmm. And that was one of my favorite books as a kid. I loved it so much. I read it probably like six times in my life. And I'm just waiting to read it to my kids. I honestly think my daughter's ready. But yesterday, first I want to say the reason I love that book is because it has like, you know, the girl is the main and she's smart and she has a rough time at school and she overcomes fear and confidence issues and like, saves the day with her breath. It's just, and so it, to me, I love the magic about it as well. But anyways, yesterday morning, my daughter, like we were sort of, cause I let them watch a little TV in the morning so I can get work done. And she has no school this week cause it's the week of Thanksgiving. So we were looking on Disney Plus and Wrinkle in Time is there. And I know it didn't get great reviews. So I kind of like avoided it because the magic of the book for me is so special. I just really didn't want that to be ruined. But we had a lovely time. We sobbed together, my daughter and I. It was just like, it's a happy ending, everyone. Just calm down. But I really highly recommend the movie and read the book too. But yeah. Did you see the movie?
I did. I saw it in the movie theater. I thought that there were some things that I got better than other things. But there is definitely, I definitely cried. I wish I could remember the exact moment. Where I think it has to do with like us in the universe.
Yeah. And the positivity that we bring and the negativity is this like evil force.
That was what it was. That was the moment that definitely like tugged at my strings.
Yeah. So that's mine, I think. And I'm sure I'll think of something later and be like, damn it.
I don't think I've ever read the book before.
I'm gonna buy you the book. It's coming in the mail. You gotta read it. It's beautifully written. It's by Madeline Langle.
Yeah.
I think it's her last name. It's L'ENGLE. Langle? Madeline.
Langle?
Yeah. So
cool.
We're gonna get you that book.
Yeah, I'll read it. Do you have a random fact for us?
I do. It's really good, but don't take it for granted. Here you go. Did you guys know that when your car is on E, you have about 20 miles, sometimes 30, to get somewhere. Now, don't use that as a real thing, but if you're on E somewhere and you're panicking, you probably have about 20 miles to get to a gas station. Did you know that?
I definitely tested that theory as a teenager many, many times.
I know, that's true. Yeah. I just feel like that's a good one. What's your random fact?
So my random fact, what came as a surprise to me, and then I saw it a couple places. So this might be like breaking news. Maybe everyone knows this now. But I did not know that once you've opened a container of sour cream or cottage cheese, if you store the container upside down in your fridge, it will actually last longer.
Oh.
Because the cottage cheese or sour cream will block oxygen from coming into the container.
Huh. That makes sense.
And actually keep for several days longer.
I wonder if that's the same for guacamole too.
Oh, I wonder. I don't know. That one I don't know about. But probably.
That's great. That's great. That's not breaking news to me. You just broke the news to me. Thank you.
That fun fact comes from my friend Sydney Stanton, who doesn't listen to this and won't ever know that I mentioned her. But there you go. She told me that one on her Facebook page. There you go.
Good stuff.
All right. Oh yeah, you froze a little bit. Am I frozen too?
You just came back. Yeah. I was like, oh God.
Okay. Am I frozen too? Into the unknown.
Into the unknown. No.
Oh, that got nominated. That got nominated for best song written for visual media at the Grammys.
It was good. I liked it.
It's a good song. I enjoy it. I probably enjoyed that song more than I enjoyed Let It Go.
I agree. And my daughter sings that one all the time. So Into the Unknown. And she loves to like belt that like, and she just yells. She's like, ah, it's so cute.
Yeah. When I was in Hawaii last spring, we went on this crazy hike, like this crazy hike that should probably be illegal. Like it was insane at like the way that we had to like climb over things. And there was at no point that I wasn't like, oh, are you out there? Are you out there? Just in my head the entire time. Was just Into the Unknown as we the entire time on the hike.
Oh, Mike, I love you.
I love you too. It's been so fun chatting with you.
I'm so happy to have this time with you. Makes me happy and makes me look forward to this every week. So thank you all for listening. And we just love having you on the journey, man.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
So everyone enjoy your day. It's going to be a different Thursday. You know, it's going to be a different holiday than usual. But I hope that everyone...
Zoom it up.
Yeah.
Zoom it up.
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home. Bye.
All right. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not, with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCantNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. Because I want to catch every moment of this genius conversation.
Well, me too. You know, it is genius because, well, you're a genius. And I'm a social emotional genius, I think, but I'm not so much book smart. Whatever.
Oh, I would not consider myself a social or emotional genius. But I know some things. I know some things about some things.
Oh my God, I love you so much.